game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! And it's impossible!
The Razzball Basketball Podcast. It is February 9th, 2016. That's right, Razzball Basketball, where we only talk basketball and no other sports are allowed to be talked about ever. Slim, you better follow that rule.
Yeah. That's just no way. There's no way I'll go an entire 40 minutes without talking about Von Miller.
Oh my God. Remember when I asked you in the higher, lower, how many points the Panthers would win by? And I think you said negative 11. That was pretty close. It should have been negative about 30, how they played.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what?
They were hitting that too, weren't they? Were they 5.5, something like that?
Yeah, and you know what? You didn't get what you wanted either, because you said you wanted a good, entertaining game, and you did not get that.
Yeah. I got some good defense from Denver, and that was about it.
Yeah, exactly. I would argue, and I mean, I'm no football historian, so like, I don't really know what like Trent Dilfer really did, but Peyton Manning might be the least deserving QB to win the Super Bowl in that particular season. You know what I'm saying?
In that particular, yeah.
Overall, yeah, of course not, but I mean, he was injured half the year. He was awful in the season. Remember, it was a debate going into the playoffs if he was even going to start or if they were going to start Osweiler.
Yeah, didn't he get like a DNP actually kind of healthy and Osweiler played?
Something like that, yeah.
And then Osweiler kind of got hurt or something and he wound up coming back, something like that.
Yeah, and I mean, he wasn't bad, but he just didn't do anything in the Super Bowl. Threw an interception to a defensive lineman.
Yeah, he's a game manager. I assume that's his last game played.
It should be. I mean, it's not even really going out on top, especially with this, I'm going to drink a lot of Budweiser. Oh, my God. Did you see that?
Are you serious?
Did you see that?
No, that's a shameful product placement.
Yeah. He said, I'm just going to love my family and drink a lot of Budweiser tonight. And apparently Budweiser said they didn't pay for it. But yet they sent him like 50 cases of beer or something.
Okay. I mean, it's not like Disneyland pays people to say, I'm going to Disneyland, so.
Yeah, that's a little different. Because a lot of times it's like, dads say that. I don't think like Johnny Manziel would say that. You know?
I'm going to go home and stuff my face with Papa John's. Just doesn't have the same ring to it.
Well done. Quick scheduling note. I forgot to ask you this off air, but we're still doing our fun schedule this week, right, Slim?
Yeah, Saturday afternoon, I think.
Yep. So we got today's show. We're not going to do a show on Thursday, but we're going to do an all-new special Saturday afternoon where we may play each other in a drinking game while we do the podcast.
All right. I mean, it would be kind of fun to do it during the slam dunk contest.
That would be cool.
Kind of late.
Yeah, it gets late, and we're grandpas on our schedule. I mean, that usually goes to like 10, 11 p.m. I ain't got time for that.
No. I'm in my pajamas by then.
I'll watch the highlights.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll get something going on
Yeah,
Saturday.
We'll figure it out. We'll record it Saturday. If it's really late, you might see it come up Sunday morning. If it's not too late, we'll publish it Saturday night. But regardless, you'll get a podcast somewhere over the All-Star Weekend. On today's show, we're going to recap news and notes from the weekend, including yet another coach firing, and might be a second one, even by the time you listen to this. We're going to play another edition of Can We Make Slim Look Stupid, and then preview tonight's games with our 30-point challenge picks. Come back, baby! Come back, baby!
Y'all ready for this?
So, Slim, are you ready to blame Derek Fisher's firing on Kristaps Porzingis? He's just been such a failed pick.
Did Fisher have anything to do with that pick?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't, you know. I'm surprised he got fired. I didn't really think this was his fault that Melo was always hurt.
Yeah, Derek Fisher is Carmelo Anthony's knees, apparently.
Yeah, and he's not. I don't think Fisher's the one that paid Lopez $54 million in the offseason.
You want to know who that's more money than? Yeah, exactly.
It's more money than Porzingis.
You know, Monta Ellis would be a pretty good starting point guard to help that team.
You don't think it's going to be Jennings or Teague?
I mean, it could be. I'm just saying, like, if they had saved $10 million, had Ellis be their point guard, play just, you know, either Porzingis at the five or play him at the four and throw in the Serafin O'Quinn mix.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good anymore.
Okay.
That is a perimeter-oriented team that gets crushed by any big man. No. I mean, I saw the rumors. You got, Kurt Rambis? Is that one of them?
Yeah, he's the interim. True story, when I first started playing basketball a couple weeks ago, I'm playing pickup now, I got called Mini Kurt Rambis. I don't know if it was either Mini Kurt Rambis or Kurt Rambis Jr., something like that. And I was like, oh, wow, my dad. My dad's the coach.
All right. And then you went and dunked on him, right?
Oh, God. If I could dunk, like, I'd be a really good player. I'm 6'7", and I've got maybe a 6-inch vertical. It's really sad.
Yep. All right. Hey, there's some players that have made it with that. There are times it looks like Cousins has a 6-inch vertical.
Oh, my God. Did you see Isaiah Thomas's block on him?
Yeah, I did.
Someone leaked it in the comments, and I didn't see it yet. Like he gets a ball and just, like, I'm pretty sure he had already missed it off the rim when Isaiah Thomas blocks it.
I mean, yeah, but he blocked it against the backboard real hard, so it looked
Yeah, and I mean, it happened so fast that it looks like, but it looked like Cousins just, like, flat-footed and, yeah, like, and two hands in against it. The front rim. Yeah, it's just,
But it looked good. That's all that matters.
It did look good, and Isaiah Thomas made it sound good, if you haven't seen
it. And it was against his former team. I bet he felt great about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he and Cousins remember their time together. Yeah, if you haven't seen that yet, definitely Google that. And if you do watch it, be sure to turn your computer speakers all the way to the max at work while watching it. You will not get in trouble.
You're saying it's safe, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, do you see any changes for the Knicks?
No, because Phil Jackson's going to make them play the triangle. So whatever coach they bring in is just going to have the same scheme.
Yeah, they need.
I don't see what a coaching change really does here.
I don't really either.
Hopefully. I mean, just because you get Luke Walton doesn't mean you're getting Steph Curry or Draymond Green. So what's the point there?
Yeah, I think they just. They need to bring in some sort of witch doctor and make Carmelo Anthony 10 years younger.
I don't know what Knicks fans are really thinking. They've got to be done with Melo by now.
I'd hope so.
I mean, yeah, he's good when he plays, you know, offensively. But, I mean, what's he giving you now? 60 games a year? That's kind of the average?
Yeah, it's no bueno. Another coach that is close to being fired, or at least, let's see, what does the news report say? It said expected to get fired. Let me see what our good friends at Roto-World said. According to sources at ESPN's Mark Stein, they're expected to fire him in the coming days. Well, that must feel good if you're a Kings fan. You're just expected to fire the coach, but, you know, who knows?
It's been walking.
The Kings, I'll fact check it real quick, but the Kings, the past few weeks have been my go-to and my seven ahead for streaming against. I'm pretty sure they're still leading the league in points against, and it just seems like players are just having huge games against them. It's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, when you give up on your coach, you tend to play street ball, which means everybody scores.
Yep. And no one plays defense.
Yep. Yep. You know, like the All-Star game.
It is kind of like the All-Star game. That's a good one. But yeah, I mean, it's just, it's crazy how it's just so consistent that they're just constantly giving up big games. The Spurs, why would it group it by least points allowed? That's no fun. The King, oh my God, it's even wider now. The Kings give up 109.1 points a game. Second highest, 106.7. And then it
Lakers?
All. No. You want to guess it?
Well, it's Philly.
No, Philly's 25th.
Oh, I guess they actually have some good defensive players.
Yeah.
Kind of makes sense. I mean, it could be Brooklyn, maybe?
No.
Play slow pace.
Yeah.
Has to be a fast paced team.
Yeah. What's a fast paced team with injuries playing some crappy players right now?
Maybe New Orleans.
No, they're 24th. You're all in the right range, but
am I in the right part of the country?
No.
Okay.
Right range of teams, but not
region. I have the appropriate amount of losses.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I have no idea.
Phoenix.
Okay.
106.7. Yeah, then a good team, but not great. The Rockets at 106.3. And then the Lakers. But yeah, it gets bunchy. The Kings in points allowed are just crushing the field right now. I mean, they're the Sixers you want to play your streamers against.
Yeah, there's not like a single position I'd be worried about either.
Cousins
gets his, but he also gives up his too.
Yeah.
That's really the only position you'd be afraid of.
Last night...
I guess one little thing about Cousins, though. He tends to get guys in foul trouble. Streaming a center against them might be a little dangerous.
Yeah. Last night, you know, Tristan Thompson, I mean, he's blah anyway. He got 10 points of steal and a block. Only 2 points, but he didn't play very much. But the big games from your big two, because Kevin Love didn't play well, but LeBron got a triple-double, and Kyrie went off 32, 3, and 12. That Rondo defense!
Well, that Rondo 6 turnovers didn't help.
All right.
First triple-double for LeBron on the year, right?
Yeah, it was his first one. When you finally catch up to Raymond Felton, it's got to feel good.
Yeah, there's not really much to do with the Love being out, though, right?
No, well, he was back this game, but just didn't do anything.
All right. Yeah, Rondo's game was very Rondo-esque.
Yeah, how many? I took it off now. How many turnovers?
Is it like 6 turnovers.
And
he was 7, 8, and 16 with 3 steals, 4 of 8 from the free throw line, 1 of 8 from everywhere else.
Oh, God.
Classic. Just classic Rondo.
And yet you're not going to want to play Collison, who's a better defender and more efficient.
21 minutes of 11-0-4 with the 3, 4 of 4 free throws. Yeah.
It's sad. I hope they trade Rondo, but they probably won't.
My gut feeling tells me they're going to re-sign him in the offseason.
I agree. All right, so we're going to do something that I don't think we've done this whole year. We're going to spend a few minutes talking about Brooklyn.
Ooh, okay. It's not how much we dislike Jarrett Jack, so okay, we'll try.
Oh, that's a good point. I forgot our Jarrett Jack issues.
You got one or two mentions.
Yeah, it's a good point. So Chris McCullough, kind of raw, athletic-ish upside guy, makes his debut last night. 2 points, 2 boards, 1 steal, 1 block, and oh my god. I flipped to the Nets game to see his debut a little bit because, you know, I don't think he's going to be a big fantasy asset. They're going to bring him along real slow. He came in off the draft, off of ACL. He was recovering. It wasn't even... I don't know if he was, like, supposed to not play all year, but he was going to be out most of the year. But they put him in, and he's playing power forward. The Nuggets, on the other hand, they had Joffrey at center, and then had Mike Miller at the power forward. And Mike Miller goes to drive and just tries to put this ugly, slow layup. And Chris McCullough gets his first NBA block. And it's a block I could have made. It was so frustrating. Oh, because I'm playing him in REL. Because, of course, he debuted at the beginning of a 2-week matchup in REL. Because that's just how it's going.
Yeah, well, you might get lucky because he is about a 55% free throw shooter.
Yeah, unfortunately didn't take any free throws, but... had a turnover. He looked a little raw out there still, but did look interesting. I mean, if they throw Thad and Brooke away in trades, you know, maybe he starts playing some more minutes.
I'd say less likely that Brooke Lopez gets traded, but there's been rumors about Thad.
Yeah.
And I think McCullough is the power forward of the future there. I think he'll eventually be a starter. That eventually could be a couple years away.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I mean,
if I had a player comp, he'd probably be like Jeremy Grant maybe without the threes, but he might develop that.
Okay. Yeah, I could see that. I mean, he was 1 for 3. The one shot he did make was a pretty deep 2, so it was a pretty deep jumper.
And his college, he had 28 minutes his freshman year and had like 1.6 steals and like 2 blocks. It's pretty good. It's pretty solid production.
Yeah.
He's 21, though. A little older. Not real sure why.
And he is off the ACL on a team that's going nowhere. I don't think they're going to push him too hard.
No, I would be shocked if he hit 25 minutes this year. I'm just astonished if that happens.
Yeah. So to Nets that actually matter, Joe Johnson, 12 points, 3 rebounds, 8 assists, 2 steals, and 2 threes. Not the greatest line, but man, had some highlights last night. Did you see him? Oh, poor Jamba Juice's ankles.
Oh. All right. No, I didn't see that.
All right. Well, check that one out. If you haven't seen it yet, definitely do it. He gives a nice little cross dribble there, and Jamba Juice stumbles and falls over.
You know, Joe Johnson has been pretty decent ever since.
Yeah. We said that, too. When Jack went down, we said Joe Johnson gets a nice boost.
I'm looking at these last 10, and there must be, 6 assists a game?
Yeah, it's up there. He's a guy that, when that happened, I went through my leagues and added them where I could. I think I have him in 2 or 3 RCLs, a good amount of them.
Yeah, I had him in a minute before the injury and wound up getting rid of him. He was rough to own before that injury. There was all kinds of, 8-2-2 games in 36 minutes.
I think in one league, I actually held through it just because every time I was ready to stream the spot on the weekend, he had a Sunday game or something. It was just something fluky, kept him on my team, and it ended up working out. But
how about this, Joe Johnson or Evan Turner?
Ugh.
I know. I happen to have Evan Turner on all 3 of my RCLs. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, he's been playing really well. I'll probably say Turner if it's a shallower league and you're kind of, you can move on easily. But I'd probably have Johnson rest the season because I don't trust Stevens to do something wonky with his rotation.
Yeah, I mean, they're very similar stat lines. The difference being really Joe Johnson gives you 3s, and Evan Turner this year is giving you field goal percent.
Yeah, which is surprising for him.
But that's kind of an odd combination, too. Field goal percent and assists. There aren't too many of those guys.
Yeah. And then the other Johnson highlight, he hit the 3 to win the game. They're down 2, and he banks in a 3 from, 35 feet. It's a pretty interesting game.
It's at home. Good. Home fans actually had something to root for once. Something to cheer for.
Yeah. So, Slim, how annoying is Jokic? Have you ever had Jokic?
It's kind of a personal question.
You gotta get some tough acting to act in. Actually, I think that's for athletes.
Man, I don't know. I hope you're just putting that on your feet. I don't know about all that. I don't own him anywhere, that's for sure.
You don't own Jokic anywhere?
No. I wouldn't put any stock in it.
Yeah.
If you want my Jokic, you can have it.
Yeah, I don't. I'll let the rest of the league have Jokic. I don't have Jokic either.
I mean, he's good when he plays, but man, they mess with his minutes so bad.
Yeah, only 14 minutes last night. 2 points, 3 boards, a steal. Pretty frustrating. Frustrating stuff. They went a lot of small ball, which makes a lot of sense when you're playing Brook Lopez in the Nets. Like, it was weird.
Well, Nurkic got his 17 minutes. That's probably close to a season high.
Well, but still, Jokic plus Nurkic equals 31 minutes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Lavernier
with 5, so that's 35 minutes.
Yeah, so I imagine Fareed got the rest of it.
Yeah, I mean, well, Fareed and Jokic started next to each other. So I don't know. It's just odd, odd stuff.
Yeah, look at that. 3 steals out of Gary Harris. I'm going to keep bringing that up until he stops doing it.
Yeah, well, we did play him in Friends and Family, but a lot of that is because Wesley Matthews has been terrible.
Ooh, did I get him in? I might not have gotten him in.
Oh, I thought I changed it. Maybe I didn't. Oh, well. As you can tell, our Friends and Family League is our number one purpose.
Yeah, that's uncommon.
No, I didn't put him in. Oh, my bad.
All right. At least I know I got Archie in for you.
I thought I did the Archie one. Who knows? We co-manage a team and probably don't communicate.
Messing with each other. Yeah, that's probably not good. We should probably have a bit better communication there.
Yeah, we at least sometimes exchange a text on Sunday, and sometimes we completely forget. So, choo-choo! Chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga.
No. No, it's okay. I mean, you know, I've seen that show on, you know, kids PBS.
What is it?
You're going for, right? Going for a little bit of Thomas there.
Oh, I thought you were gonna go Mr. Rogers with the train going around.
Yeah, you got him too.
I think I can.
You wish you can, but you cannot go get him off his owner.
Oh well, that's true, but. The Jang train is off the rails right now. It's been awesome.
Yep.
And didn't have a great game last night, but, you know, still 12 points, 12 boards, 4 assists, a block, 5 of 10 from the field. Hit a 3. He's taken 7 threes the last 5 games. Now, he's only hit one of them, but he's actually taking threes.
Yeah, that's by far my biggest regret this season was letting him go.
Yeah, I feel like we ranked him well, and by the second game, I said you can move on. And it wasn't great for months.
No, it was, what's his name? Oh, how do you pronounce that? Bajelica?
Oh, yeah, Bajelica.
Yeah, he was messing with us for a while.
Stupid Bajelica.
He doesn't even deserve a correct pronunciation.
I'm pretty sure he's out of the rotation now, or at least close to it.
Well, he should be in some with Garnett down and Pekovic down.
Yeah, that's a good call. Last night he played 12 minutes. Yeah.
He's not Gorgie. Safe to say.
Nice resume boost for Bielitsa. I just want to throw that in there so people don't think we, yeah.
Oh, that we actually know how to pronounce it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just keep thinking about pizza. I don't know why.
I know. It is very pizza-ish. I said, did you see my my article yesterday? I said I think he could be a top 50 guy.
Gorgie?
Yeah.
All right. I remember we were doing the rankings. You kept getting mad that I kept wanting him in the top 75.
Yeah.
I kept saying, no, he's better than Chandler.
Wow. Way to cherry
pick.
To cherry pick that one. But I was worried about the minutes, and that was a correct assertion for a large chunk of the season.
Yep. No, I agree. It was, I should not have let him go. That was really bad.
Yeah, well, tough to hold when it's, you're getting rotation cock-blocked.
And there were moments there it wasn't very good. I mean, he was giving you 3-4 turnovers a game for a minute.
Yeah, I remember that.
Major issues there. Yeah. But, you know, talent comes through. Should have assumed that.
Well, you know what happens when you assume.
Yeah. I tend to do that regularly, though.
You make a Gasol out of me. And you. Would you rather own Mark Gasol or Gorgie? And I bring that up because Gasol got a foot sprain last night, so he's got some risk on him right now.
Yeah, somebody said he's playing on one leg, something like that.
He's doing pretty good if he's playing on one leg.
The coach's quote. Man. I mean, the All-Star break's going to be a godsend for him.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking that's going to be good enough.
You know, right mid-foot strain. It's been a problem for him recently. He was questionable coming into the game anyway. Only played 11 minutes.
I wouldn't be shocked if he gets benched tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. I think he definitely will.
He's 9 days off. He doesn't play again until the 19th. I think he'll be fine. I mean, I'll take Gasol over Gorgie.
Okay. I will too, but it's not outlandish, is it?
No. And it's starting to look like Gasol might have been a little overdrafted.
Yeah. I mean, he had a really good stretch, though.
Yeah, I'm looking at these last 10. There's, you know, one, two, three games over 20 points. The assists are always there.
It's faded a tiny bit, but look at it from, like, all of January and most of December. Pretty sure it was pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't mean, like, he should have been drafted in the fifth round. I mean, he was, you know, maybe drafted 10 spots higher than he should have been.
Okay. Yeah. So, you feel a little bad, but it's not a team killer.
No. I guess his brother, we continuously underrank again.
Yeah, but he's starting to put up some injuries here.
Yeah, he had DNP against Denver. Oh, that's a good spot to have a DNP, though. Ooh, that was a loss.
Yeah.
Wow, Chicago is losing right now.
Yeah, Chicago is really falling apart. They didn't have Rose last night. No, Butler is definitely having... Oh, I forgot to throw that in the notes. Yeah, he's got a knee sprain. It looked like... Because, I mean, they had to cart him off. Did you see the highlight of it?
No, I try to avoid those.
Yeah, well, I mean, I didn't, like, want to watch the highlight. I just saw it on, like, SportsCenter or something. But, yeah, he went up to go on a layup and landed on one leg, and it looked like his knee buckled, and it looked like the dreaded knee injury.
Okay. I've been concerned about Butler's injury history for the past, I don't know, year and a half or so now.
Yeah, but... Luckily, it's just a sprain, and I bet he'll be back after the All-Star break and be fine.
Yeah, I assume so. He's a tough guy, but he hits the ground a lot, and he hits it hard. You know, I'm probably going to be lower than most again next year.
I mean, it depends on where, but a lot of the sexier wings are definitely moving up. Like, well, obviously Draymond, and you still got to take Butler over Gordon Hayward, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, Hayward's dropping. He's in the 40s probably, maybe. Nah, probably 40s. Ooh. You know, Rodney Hood's really coming around, and it's taking a lot of shots away from him.
Okay. All right, so the Suns last night, they lose. Surprise. But Archie's been playing a little better. I've been kind of impressed with Archie. 20 points, 4 rebounds, 7 assists last night. Only 2 turnovers, 8 of 10 free throws, 6 of 14 from the field. Still kind of yet to get a Brandon Knight feel for what's going to happen after the All-Star break. But, you know, he had the 6 turnover game a couple games ago. The turnovers are out of control. But, other than, you know, the last 4 games, it's been pretty good.
Yeah, the lack of steals is pretty frustrating.
Yeah, no steals in those games.
I mean, he's a halfway decent shot blocker. I think with big minutes, he'd probably be half a block a game. So it kind of makes up for it. Yeah, you know, the 3-pointers aren't very good. 2 poor percents. But, yeah, sure. Hard to go against all these minutes.
What's his second bad percent?
Oh, he's 42% field goals on the year and 70% free throws.
Oh, I guess the free throws are bad overall, but they've been good lately.
Yeah, very small sample size.
Yeah, well, the last...
always been sub 75.
The last 10 is... I can't do the math real quick, but the last 10, it looks like 85-ish percent on a lot of attempts. Yeah. You know, small sample in games, but...
Yeah, I mean, I think that happens a lot when guys start to... get more minutes, their free throw percent tends to go up because they take more. That's not terribly surprising. Right. But I don't think he'll pass 75%. Like, I think that would be extreme high end.
He probably won't now that he's at 69.4 at this point in the season. Right. Even
on
if he
4
gets...
attempts a game. Like, that's not a small number.
It's going to be hard to throw. I don't know. I've been impressed. You know what, Slim? Let's know halftime this, because it sounds like I like Archie a lot more than you do.
Okay, I'll take Booker.
Interesting. Actually, I'm pretty sure on no halftime you can't pick guys from the same team.
Ooh.
I think that's a thing. Which makes sense, because then you're, you know, then if one gets hurt or something like that, it could really throw it off.
All right. I'm looking at tonight's matchups. Well, Phoenix doesn't play tonight.
Yeah, Phoenix plays Golden State, so that's a tough matchup. But I think
fine. I'll take Curry against Archie.
Oh, come on. Let's not get crazy with it, Slim.
All right, well, give me TJ McConnell.
Really?
No, his name still out?
No, Ish returned last night.
Okay, never mind then. Check that.
You know, I'll take him against Ish. That's probably going to be a Ish play. Oh, no. No, never mind. Do you see who Ish plays?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ish plays the Kings. He might have 35 points and 15 assists.
I have time.
Yeah, exactly. Who else is a point guard you like that's on a lot of your teams?
A lot of my teams?
Or just a point guard.
Too many of my teams is probably Dragic.
I'll do that. I'll take Archie over Dragic.
Who we play tonight? Spurs? Nah. I'll pass. They just play too slow.
What about a guy we've argued a lot about? What about Archie versus Mike Conley?
Conley had a big game the other day.
Yeah, and with possibly no Gasol.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Against Brooklyn, who's playing point guard? Yeah, I'll take that.
All right. So I'm taking Archie Goodwin for $5 over Mike Conley, both playing tomorrow. Goodwin against Golden State and Conley at Brooklyn. Give me that Larkin defense!
He had a decent game last time out, last night. 9-3, 2 steals, something like that.
Yep. All right, so I'm making the challenge now. I'm inviting the Razzball League. Hopefully someone will grab this one. I should say, I haven't really said that. We're not really playing each other because I want to open the challenge up to people in the Razzball League. So if you're a morning listener, check out No Halftime. Get the app now. Set up your account. Put in promo code Razz, R-A-Z-Z, all caps. Get $5 free, and you can join the Razzball League. Play me. I'm creating this challenge now. I'm also going to tweet it out. You'll see a tweet from me every morning. We do the podcast. Or Saturday afternoon, where I'll probably make a really bad one because of some adult influence. But No Halftime, it's a ton of fun. They cover all the major sports, NBA, hockey, PGA, EPL, English Premier League. Are you a soccer fan, Slim?
I mean, you know, I'll watch World Cup.
Yeah.
I'll watch big ones. I'll watch, you know, the finals, the Champions League finals, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. I catch it when I watched Borussia Dortmund, I think, versus Bayern Munich the other day. That was a good game. I just catch it when it's on TV. Soccer's fun.
Yeah, no, it's fun to watch live too. There's so much that the camera just doesn't pick up.
Yeah, yeah.
The way the entire team moves, the camera doesn't really do that justice.
Yep. So now I've tweeted out my No Halftime contest. Get the app now. It's a ton of fun. We have fun with it, and I'll be making another one next Saturday. Slim, you mentioned Evan Turner earlier. Do you really think that he could be a top 75 guy rest of the season?
No, he's a specialist. He's the lack of threes, the pretty low-end steals, too many turnovers. Free throw percent's always been bad. No, he's a specialist. He's, you know, field goal percent, points are better than they probably should be.
It's crazy.
Rebounding though is good. Assists are phenomenal for a wing. So it's, if you need what he gives, yeah, he'll help you. But no, not top 75, nothing like that.
It's crazy that field goal percentage is a boost for him. That was always a knock on his game. Well, it's because he's not taking threes. Oh, wow. Oh, look at that three-point percentage.
Yeah, I've been ignoring that as much as possible.
0.2 for 1.2 a game. Now, he's taken only one three the last nine, so maybe they finally hammered in that you don't have range.
Yeah, they got plenty of shooters on that team. They don't need it.
That's a good point. So,
wow, 85% on the year free throw.
Yeah, I saw that. It's a big improvement. 75% and 70% the previous two seasons.
Yeah, that's pretty surprising. He's got his steals up to one a game in only 27 minutes. He's playing more than that nightly. Well, now he's back to that with Smart back.
Yeah.
No, he's worth owning. That's about the best thing I can say about him.
Totally agree. So, Slim, I'm going to grill you here. It's the Slim grilling part of the show.
All right, don't forget to flip it.
Remember way back in the day when Whiteside got that triple-double? And we were doing ranks this year, and you were like, oh, it's not like he's going to get triple-doubles again.
No, I don't remember that at all. When did that happen?
What does he have? Three this year? Four this year? I don't know.
Four, I think, now, yeah.
Yeah. So against Charlotte. Oh, my. Oh, he didn't get a block his last game? I didn't even notice that. That was on Super Bowl Sunday, so I didn't really notice much of anything. But against the Hornets, 10 points, 10 rebounds, 10 blocks. And did you see the highlight of his block on Marvin Williams?
No, I didn't see that.
So someone, like, drove and kicked it out. And when they drove, Whiteside kind of got, like, knocked into a little bit. So he was kind of, like, out of bounds under the basket a little bit. And then Whiteside takes it and drives, or Williams takes it and drives. And Marvin just doesn't see Whiteside there. And Whiteside goes up and just grabs the ball out of the air. And you know, doesn't block it, just takes it with one hand. It was pretty absurd.
I'm not terribly surprised. He has such soft hands.
Yeah.
He could be a wide receiver if he was, you know, 6 inches shorter.
Yeah, and you didn't fear for him breaking his leg every tackle.
Yeah, the injury stuff. I guess he hurt his ankle last time out, too.
Yeah, he tweaked it, but I'm pretty sure Sapolstra hinted that he's going to start.
Okay. That's
yeah,
good.
I'm pretty sure they've hinted that Amari is going back to the bench.
All right, that's good. Amari needs to really check those minutes if they want to play him during the playoffs.
Check it before you wreck it.
Wow, a rap reference. Yeah. Do you even know that's a rap reference?
Not really.
You gotta check yourself before you wreck yourself?
Well, I mean, I know that, but I don't know what it's a reference from.
Yeah, we're talking like, what, late 80s maybe?
Yeah, no idea.
Chickity check yourself before you riggity wreck yourself.
Wow.
I believe it's how it really goes.
Getting technical on me.
Mm. Gotta roll them G's? Something like that.
What do you make of Batum's last two games? They've been really good. 26 points. Last three games. So last three games, 21, 6, and 7. 26, 11, 9 with a steal and a block. And 19, 13, and 8 with two steals. Now the turnovers are just out of control. But 3+3s in all three of those games, too. It's been really a really saucy wing right there.
Yeah, when his threes are falling, the line looks good. I mean, you got 62%, 58%. Yeah, that's not really his game.
No, but
I don't know. Maybe MKG is helping him out a little bit. Taking some pressure off.
That's a good point. MKG had a nice game. He had, I think, 20.7 boards the last game. But, you know, Batum, with all the injuries and some really bad games while he was dealing with toe injury, I think. Maybe had a cankle in there.
I think this is probably more of a sell high moment than a buy moment.
Okay.
It's hard to trust that he's going to be able to make it through the year with his myriad of injuries. It's possible. I mean, it's not impossible, but man, come on. Why is he playing 44 minutes?
Batum or Middleton rest of season?
Oh, doesn't Jason Kidd kind of mess with Middleton? I thought Middleton's best games were when Jason Kidd was...
Yeah, I mean, Middleton had a 9-turnover game the other day. But other than that, he's still been fine.
Yeah, I trust Middleton more. Ooh, this field goal percent for Middleton is plummeting.
Yeah, but like you said, you're not expecting that to be a boost for Batum.
Steals. Steals for Middleton. Nice to see those are climbing back up. Yeah, I'll take Middleton, sure. I trust it more.
Think it will too. Oh my god, Batum's turnovers on the year, 3.3.
And about 5 assists?
5.6.
Okay. That's not 2-1. 2-1 is kind of what you would expect from anybody with high assists.
Yeah.
Anything worse than 2-for-1 is kind of not good.
Yeah, it's rough, but in 8-cat, he's awesome.
Oh, yeah, it's ridiculous, sure.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the steals aren't great. At least the half a block is helping.
Yeah,
it's about what you would expect, right at that top 60-ish range.
Yeah, 2 threes a game is nice. He's had three straight good games, so wanted to mention him in there. Last thing on my big notes here, I mean, it's not a huge note, but Bobby Portis is getting consistently 20 minutes a game, which isn't huge, but he's in the rotation. If there's an injury to, like, Taj or something, which he's been an injury-prone guy himself,
Yeah, or if Powell starts nursing something and needs to check his minutes, sure.
Yeah. Last night, 6.6 boards, 1 assist, 1 block, so not huge. Got 5 fouls in 20 minutes, so you don't like to see that, but did hit a 3. I don't know. He's starting to get really close into that stashable and helping you a little bit at least.
Yeah, range. I'd say 16ers probably need to pick him up.
I'd say 14ers.
Yeah, it's. I mean, we in our 14, we almost did it. The friends and family league, we almost did it Sunday.
Yeah, we were close to it.
But I mean, we'd have to drop what Gary Harris, I guess.
Yeah, or Wesley Matthews, but
yeah, Wesley Matthews. Yeesh.
Yeah.
We're kind of hurting on volume threes in that league, though. If you hadn't noticed.
Yeah. Yeah. Avery Bradley will help at times, though.
At times.
He had a hot game the other day. But yeah. I think Portis, 12ers, probably not holding, unless you're like number one seed. Maybe you roll the
yeah,
dice.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like he's going to, you know, just take the job. That's kind of the problem. You have to have an injury for it to really pay off.
Yeah. What else from you, Slim? Anything else going on? What's going on in life? What's happening in your neck of the woods?
Oh, what is happening? It was cold the other day, man.
What, like 60 degrees?
It got into the 30s, okay?
Wow! Oh, man. That's like cancel school, salt the roads.
Salt the roads. Yeah. Get my shaker out. No, it's... I mean, I had to, you know, dig through my clothes and find a pair of pants. You know, wear one of those like twice a year.
That sounds like a tough day.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I had to use the fire. Well, I didn't have to, but got to use the fireplace.
You have a fireplace in Florida?
Yeah, I have to use that thing like 4 or 5 times a year.
Jeez.
I know, it's such a waste.
I know. I don't understand. Oh, cool. Well, I'm glad you survived. You survived the mini ice age that went your way.
Yeah, I took a picture and sent it to a couple of people with the hashtag winter blizzard. I don't think they were amused. Of course, it's all, you know, palm trees and...
and no snow on the ground?
No, not quite.
All right, Slim, do you have some theme show music ready for me today?
That's something. See if you know what it is.
I probably won't. It sounds fun.
Hold up. See, there's one more little. Yeah, that was my favorite game show growing up.
Oh, is it the No Whammies game show?
Ian, you are on.
Is that right?
Good job. Yeah, that's the original.
What's the name of that game show? I forget.
Press Luck.
Press Your Luck. I remember I saw that one on Game Show Network a few times. And I didn't know where No Whammies came from before I saw that. But then I
yeah, you're like required to say it before you press your button.
No whammies, no whammies, no whammies.
Stop. Yeah, it was one of my favorites growing up. I don't know why. It's such a stupid show, but it was fun.
Well, JB did not look stupid, so let's see if we can make Slim look stupid. All right, I've got 2 players here, but they're not full year samples. I'll give you the game samples, though, okay?
Okay.
Last 29 games... Oh, this is going to be a hard one. I feel bad. Last 29 games for player A. 11 points.
Okay.
6.4 rebounds.
Yippee.
1 block a game.
Okay.
0.7 turnovers.
Sure.
1.8 threes.
Okay. How many minutes?
86% free throw shooter on 2 attempts a game, 28 minutes a game.
Okay. It's got a little bit of an Ilyasova ring to it.
You're in the right ballpark, but not quite right. All right, so compare that to player B. Last 18 games.
Okay.
10.6 points, 0.5 lower. 6.6 rebounds, 0.2 higher, but both about the same. 1.6 blocks.
Okay.
So 0.6 higher. So that's a nice little boost. But 0.9 threes. which is compared half the threes. That's 1.8 is player A. And this is last 18 games, if I didn't say that, for player B.
Okay. I'm surprised you didn't throw Miles Turner in here just to have him, but okay.
No, but again, in the right range. He's, only 67% free throws on 0.6 for 0.8. So really low volume, but not making them anyway.
Sounds like a jump shooter.
Yeah. Okay. You're in the right range, so that's okay.
How many minutes is he getting?
33.
That's a lot of minutes for only 10 points.
Yeah. 1.5 turnovers for player B versus 0.7 for player A. So which one sounds more interesting to you? They're both pretty similar, but...
Yeah, you know, I'll probably take the blocks. Wait, what's his free throw percent? Because the first guy, it was
the 67% versus 86% on two attempts a game, which isn't huge, but
I'm ignoring that.
All right.
Man, steals and blocks.
I didn't do the steals, but player A is zero.
Sorry, threes and blocks.
Yeah. Player A 0.6 steals, player B 0.2 steals. So 1.8 combined for player B, player A 1.6 combined. So it kind of gets close with the steals in there.
Okay. Huh. These are not obvious.
No, not really. Well, one of them you'll be like, "Oh." The other one you'll be like, "Oh."
Now that we have that solidified. Oh, wait a minute. I'm guessing one of them's Ibaka.
Hey! Ding, 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 ding!
I got which one. I'll guess the second one.
Wait.
It's the first one.
No, you're right the first time. It's the second one, player B. Because the 1.6 blocks, which, I mean...
Half of a free throw a game or whatever it was.
Yeah. Well, even for him, that's obviously low, but... Yeah. Would you say that player A is close and you might take player A even?
You said 28 minutes?
Yeah.
And he's a starter?
Yep.
I mean, obviously this is going to look atrocious, so I can't say I would take him.
You know where I'm going, yeah.
Yeah, that part doesn't fool me anymore.
I know. I just really want you to say you'd take player A, because it'd be funny. But I mean, it is 29-game sample of... similar-ish numbers with lower turnovers, much better free throw percentage, double the threes.
Yeah. It's still kind of not a whole lot going on. You know, 10-6 is still,
yeah. It's very metrics whore-ish.
No, Amari doesn't shoot threes. I figured you would have tried that.
Who?
Amari.
Oh, no.
But the one block per game with the 10-6.
Well, Amari's not going to hit 1.8 threes.
Oh. Okay, yeah, you're right. Heading backwards. It's not Ilyasova?
No.
You sure? Not Olynyk, is it?
No. He's not that high end.
I could ask a question?
Sure.
Is he white?
No, it's not.
Is that a bad question to ask? Is it wrong if I were to say he sounds white?
His first name sounds white.
Oh. All right, what am I looking for? Where's Steve? Steve. Oh, Steve's. How about a Bob? Do we got a Bob? The Mick Bob? No, that's not it.
No. All right, you're
all right. Oh, wait. What about the Green from San Antonio?
No. He's not scoring that many points.
He's not scoring 10 points. Yeah, you're right.
Well, it's 11.1 points, so it's over 10. All right. Yes, this has gone on too long. It's Marvin Williams.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that's about what he's done all year.
Yeah, so there you go. Marvin Williams is kind of similar to Serge Ibaka right now.
I mean, Marvin Williams must be approaching top 50 just with everything he's done.
Well, I mean, I cherry-picked this last stretch here where the blocks have been up a little bit. Like, he had a six-block game a few... Wait. No, that's not right.
No, that is not right.
Yeah, never mind. He's got 3 3 block games in this stretch where he only had one in the first chunk of the season. No, he had 2 in the first chunk. Yeah, you're probably right. I mean, his scoring was down a little bit right before I cherry picked this set here, and he's been really good the past couple weeks.
Yeah, what's Yahoo has him ranked 43rd in averages.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's... I think I still have him on one team that I had him in the beginning. Nah, I dropped him. Yeah. It's so low end. Yeah, 35 overall, but with the totals. I don't even know if he's missed a game this year.
Metrics whore.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, all the injuries haven't hurt.
Yeah, that's true. So there you go, Slim.
And, of course, the other guy not being very good.
Yeah. No, you had no whammies. Good job. You didn't have any whammies. I'm impressed.
I try.
All right.
Usually don't do very well, but I try.
30-point challenge time. Got the Spurs at the Heat. That should be a good game. Celtics at the Bucks. The Wizards at the Fisherless Nets. Knicks. Jazz at the Mavs. And, oh, my Lord, the slaughter in Golden State with Steph Curry upset that his Panthers lost with the Rockets going to the Warriors. What are you watching for tonight?
Is there actually 5 watchable games?
Yeah, I think so. The Jazz at Mavs might be a little meh. I know you love your Jazz, though, but...
Well, they're getting healthy.
Yeah.
With Favors back, they're a much better team.
Yeah. You want to know
Still waiting on Burks, but they're getting there.
In the 7 ahead, the thing I hope happens is that while Whiteside's on the floor, the Spurs put in Boban.
Okay.
That'd be a lot of man against each other.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to go well for Boban.
Probably not.
Played against very good centers at this point.
But that would be incredible to watch.
Yeah, those are some big bodies.
It's like 675 pounds of almost 15 feet.
You notice your big top 200 call's been doing pretty good?
Oh, which one's that?
Neto.
Yeah, he has been doing better. Yeah, how do you feel on that one?
I don't trust the 37 minutes a game he got last time out.
Did Trey Burke get hurt? Because he's like, I don't think he played the other day. Or at least he's playing like 10 minutes a game. It's really bad.
6 wins in a row for Utah.
Yeah, because Neto's awesome. He could be the starter. Oh, no, he's not going to play. He's the worst basketball player ever.
Yeah, Trey Burke had the flu. Yeah, he's only playing because Exum, you know.
Oh, this conversation was after Exum. This didn't begin with Exum.
Trey Burke is out with the flu, and Alec Burks is down with the broken something. He'll be back. I wouldn't bet on Neto in a 12-er.
No, but that wasn't the point.
That wasn't the point.
No.
All right. Yeah, I had him down for 12, and he's up to 20 minutes. All right.
So wrong. Look at that. Just shimmering 6 points a game and 2.5 assists.
I bet my numbers look like that, though.
Did you have him for a 3 a game? He's hit a 3 in 5 straight.
No, I didn't think he was a 40% three-point shooter. I still don't, so, you know.
How dare you besmirch.
I know. How they do it once. That's just the way they are. I should accept it, right?
top 10 scorers. Curry, Durant, Harden, Cousins, LeBron, Lillard, Westbrook. No Brow anymore, which I weaseled my way into a pick before you could even say anything last time. Paul George and DeRozan. That's your top 10 scorers. I am up 4-2. I tied J Dubs, who's our number one commenter.
4-2?
What?
You say up?
No, did I say up? I'm down 4-2. But, well, okay. I'm up in my score from 1-2.
Okay. You doubled your score. You just double it again and you're good.
Who you have for 30 points?
Just do everything you've done up to this year again and you'll be there. You'll be tied.
There you go. All right, what do you got for 30?
Oh, I get to go first. All right.
Yep. I'm not sneaking one in this time. That's what she said.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going with that Houston Golden State game, I think.
Yeah, that's where I was going first.
Give me Clay.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. All right. I will cross my fingers and hope I don't continue to get slaughtered in REL. And I will take Isaiah Thomas.
Okay. Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, Clay was my first pick.
But Parsons had a good one last time out.
Yeah, against the Jazz, though. I know the Jazz hasn't been the defense that they used to be. They're obviously a lot better now with Gobert and Favors back.
You can pretty much rely on Hayward to give you close to 20 nowadays.
20's not the new 30.
20 is, no, that's,
Or do, it's supposed to go the other way around. 30 is the new 20, or, yeah, I don't know.
I think people are saying much older than that.
Yeah, I think it's usually 50 is the new 30.
Yeah, except it's not, but yeah.
I want to make a new rule. If your guy scores 60 points, you get 3 points.
Sure, all right. And what if they score 120? What do I get then?
Just 3 times 3. You get 9.
I was hoping you'd go with the factorial.
3 to the 3rd, which is still 9, right?
Well, yeah. Well, it's that exclamation point.
Or 3 times 3 squared, because it's
just remembered. I had a joke I wanted to get in. I forgot. I couldn't find a good spot. Oh well.
Say it now, or save it for Saturday.
Please clap. Did you see that? Please tell me you saw that.
Please clap?
Oh, the Jeb Bush thing. It was the most pathetic thing I've seen in my life.
I only saw that when they walked in, Ben Carson forgot to go in. Oh, yeah, that's pretty good.
Nah, Jeb Bush was at a rally. He made this statement thinking he was all, like, gung-ho, and the crowd was completely silent. And he just, like, hangs his head and goes, please clap.
Oh, poor Jeb. Are you a Jeb?
No, I mean, are you? We're starting to get to the point where you say that, you know, W was the glib one.
Oh, God.
Yeah, think about that for a minute.
Are you a Jeb fan because you're from Florida?
Oh, you don't really want me to get into that, do you?
No, we can't get into that. We did the Trump thing once, but
yeah. No, not so much.
Well, there you go. There's our show.
There you go.
Yeah, I think we need to wrap up there. Well, as I said, no show on Thursday, but we will be back on Saturday with a special edition, All-Star Break edition. And Slim, you looking forward to the break here?
The All-Star Break for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, this should be a good one. Kobe's like, last one, and maybe
good time to get a little baseball in.
Oh, I know. We got a lot of fun baseball going on. I'm excited getting the leagues together.
I'm sorry. Yep, starting to see the stadium near me. It's the Roger Dean Stadium. It's where the Cardinals and the Marlins. I guess that's what they're called now. I guess they're still called the Marlins. It's where they do spring training. So it's getting pretty full out here.
Cool. Well, sounds fun. You'll have to do some spring training scouting for me.
All right. Yeah. I'm still looking for a couple of games I might go see this year.
Cool.
It's a really nice stadium, that Roger Dean Stadium.
Cool. Well,
yeah. I think it's where the Hammerheads and the Cardinals play their high A ball.
Interesting. Should be good. You should see some prospects there.
Oh, yeah. Yep, probably go see some Stanton. Hopefully get some Jofer in there.
Yeah. Sounds like fun.
Before they trade him away.
Yep, before they trade him away. That's to the Yankees.
Yeah.
All right, so we got to wrap the show there. We'll be back on Saturday, and Slim, look forward to the break. Talk to you then.
Yes, sir. Have a good one.